Moon Base Alpha status report. 565 days since leaving Earth's orbit. Dr. Helena Russell recording. 2 days ago, we encountered a small planet moving across our path. Our scanners indicated the presence of milconite, a rare mineral vital to our life support system. Eagle 4, with a specially adapted laboratory section, was dispatched immediately to carry out a full geological survey of the planet.
Hey, that's some cloud bank we went through, Joan.
Always forget what clouds look like.
You can say that again.
We now have close visual contact.
The closer, the better.
Oh, no, too close too quickly can be dangerous.
Definitely.
Maya, what have you got for us?
She's a big girl, Tony.
Yeah, but she's not used to loudmouthed Irish Romeos.
But she's a quick study.
Geophysical scan confirms presence of large deposits of milconite.
Life science?
Some kind of life form is registering. Minimal and unidentifiable.
Atmosphere?
Oxygen, nitrogen, inert gases, hydrogen, breathable.
Sounds all right. That planet's going to be a piece of cake.
Piece of cake?
It means there's nothing down there that'll give us any trouble. Bad landing, Alan. Not bad.
Not bad. You didn't feel a thing.
What's the latest count? How much time do we have before Alpha's out of range?
Well, if we're not off this planet in about 3 hours. 3 hours and 2 minutes, to be exact.
3 hours. Let's conserve energy. Switch to minimum power.
Hey! That's my lucky hat.
You've never seen one of these before, eh, Maya?
Well, that's the trouble with your planet.
They never had the wonderful state of Texas.
Or an Irish cowboy.
We had many wonderful things on Zykon.
All right, everybody, gather around. All set? Got exactly 3 hours.
Commander, in 3 hours, we will have enough milconite to last Alpha indefinitely.
I hope you're right. Maya, program computer for 3 hours.
Minus 3 hours to lift off.
My turn to mind the store.
Somebody has to. Tony, stay with her. Let's go.
I can hear that milconite calling.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's her.
Break up your romance with this rock, but we've got work to do.
The rocks understand me, Commander. Me wives never did, but the rocks do.
Fastest gun on Alpha.
Right. Well, get ready to dig for gold. Hello? Now that is strange.
What is it, Dave?
It's not Milganite.
And what is it?
I don't know. But there must be a source of energy for that glow from somewhere. Let's take a sample back to the Eagle for computer analysis.
Before we do, let's check it for radiation. Or any other dangerous elements.
Right. Nope. Nope. Negative.
All right, then go ahead.
Okay. Something's off balance.
Let's find out how off balance. Computer negative.
I don't buy it. Now, that rock has got to show some geological reaction.
There's no sign of any life form now.
Everybody leave it alone. It's my baby.
He's dead.
Minus 2 hours, 45 minutes to lift off.
All right, get that thing out of here.
Hey, now hold
John,
it.
I said get out of here.
John.
What?
I'm getting brainwave patterns.
What?
They appear normal.
You said he had cardiac arrest.
Yes. All his internal organs are functioning normally. His heart has stopped. He's alive. This may shock his heart back.
It might destroy the rest of him.
I've got to chance it. It's no use.
He began to respond.
That was involuntary.
Helena.
I'm a doctor, John, not a miracle worker. Look, I can cope with the known, but the unknown. Tony's brain is still functioning, Helena.
It's one of the mysteries of life, Maya.
I thought I told you to get rid of that rock.
You can't.
You saw what it did to Tony.
If there's a cure, it's in the rock.
I don't like the intangibles here. We don't know what the hell we're dealing with. We take him back to Alpha and cure him there.
Maya's right, John. The answer is here.
No one goes near that rock, touches it, or looks in it. Is that clear?
Well,
where do you think you're going?
Out. Out to get what we came here for.
We've got bigger things to worry us now.
I know. Look, I am sorry. I can't do your job. Well, I'm the geologist, and you can't do mine. And Alpha needs that Milliganite. Maya, I am sorry about Tony.
Helen, keep him company. I'll be right with you.
Isn't there any way we can reach him?
His brain is still alive. There's that hope, Maya.
Right. Well, that should do it. When I tell you, Alan, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Raiden?
Yo.
Right, let's have a look. Quartz, orthoglaze, hornblende, augite, olivine, feldspar.
No milganite?
Yeah, well, there has to be. I checked the area thoroughly before I asked you to land here. And the computer on Alpha confirmed it.
You could have made a wrong reading.
No way. I checked and double-checked.
Well, the computer could have had a malfunction.
Now, that's the human mind for you. Doubt and disbelief. The computer checked out every component part of Milganite. And I read it straight. No. Maya, will you be getting a microscope for me, please? I want to have a look at this rock fluid on the slide.
Now, hold it. I told you, nobody cuts up that rock. Nobody looks at it.
We have to if Tony's going to have a chance.
No, it's too dangerous.
But the secretion from the rock won't be as powerful as the rock itself, and with my molecular structure, I won't be in as much danger.
No. No, you don't, little lady. The eyes of Texas are upon me. Is it all right? Well, it's only the rock fluid. I'm just going to examine it under the microscope.
All right.
Would you mind? Well, the little old Texas heart is still beating.
What do you make of it?
I don't know. But it's not the source of power, otherwise it'd have been dead right off the bat like Tony.
Well, take a look yourself, Commander.
Like blood corpuscles.
Yeah.
Only they keep separating and spreading.
Well, I reckon whatever it is, it feeds the nerve system of the rock.
Then the rock must be a living organism.
Obviously, the life form our sensor picked up.
Oh, yes. It's alive, all right.
And lethal.
That rock and the eagle have the power to strike Tony. And yet here, it left us alone.
John. John.
Yes, Helena?
Tony's gone.
What?
He walked out of here.
And he's alive.
No. Well, I don't know. Well, he must be.
Helena? Helena? Are you all right? Helena?
John. I think that that rock has control of Tony. John, I'm scared.
Stay where you are. You're safer there until we find Tony. All right, let's split up. Let's go. Tony! Tony!
He's blown another piece of rock off.
He's been here.
Tony, can you hear me?
Helena? You said he was alive.
He is alive. He came in here with a rock. He put it down over there, next to the other one, and they fused themselves together.
That does it. We're getting off this planet.
What about the rock?
No, we must take it.
Oh, we'll take it. But we'll dump it in space.
We must take it back to Alpha.
What?
I need to examine it.
Oh, you need to examine your head. That thing goes. Nothing, no response. Trouble. We got trouble up here. All systems are dead. Eagle 4 calling Moonbase Alpha. Eagle 4 calling Moonbase Alpha. Come in, Alpha. Come in, Alpha. Nothing.
Moonbase Alpha, this is Eagle 4. Moonbase Alpha, this is Eagle 4.
Minus 1 hour, 45 minutes to lift off.
Eagle 4 to Moonbase Alpha. Eagle 4 to Moonbase Alpha. Do you read me? Come in.
This is Eagle 4. Come in, Alpha. Alpha, are you reading me? Alpha, perhaps you're reading me, but we're not getting anything from you. Try and send us out a bleep. Are you receiving anything from us, Alpha? In some way, can you try and contact us? Alpha, we are getting no contact with you.
Well, if you take that. There we are. Right?
Keep trying. Eagle 4 to Moonbase Alpha, do you read me?
How long has it been pulsating like that?
It just started.
Eagle 4, calling.
Any change?
No. He's the same.
That thing's gotta go. It's too dangerous for the Eagle.
Look, John, Tony is still alive. Maybe we can find some way to break through to him.
We'll work on that outside.
For God's sakes, John, don't go near it. It could kill you.
So could old age.
Eagle 4 to Moonbase Alpha, do you read me? Eagle 4, do you read me?
John! Alan!
I'm all right. I'm all right. What's happening?
There was a blue light.
The rock hit me with a blue light. Caused a paralyzing pain. Blue. It's yellow.
What was blue?
Yellow. Orange and blue. I wonder what color kills. Did you get through?
No. All communications are dead. I wish it could tell us what it wants.
Maybe it was trying to communicate. Say something.
All right. Maybe it's angry. Its natural habitat is out there, and we've taken it out of its natural habitat.
Did we? Or did it bring us to it?
Maybe it could brainwash the computer into believing that Milganite was here.
Oh, boy. That's gonna make the cowboy jump for joy.
Then it took over Tony's body, using him to slice off a piece of the parent rock to bring it back. Now, it had the biological powers to fuse itself. Maybe when it gets what it wants, it'll release Tony. What does it want?
All right, one more time. What does it want?
I don't get it. I've brought in wildcat oil wells back on Earth, tapped uranium, but this. Now, there's been water here. Now, geologically speaking, there ought to be water. But the whole planet is like a... like a desert.
What happened to the Milganite?
Now, don't say happened, Maya. Think positive.
Well, there's something wrong, Dave. There are clouds above that have dropped no rain. The hydrostat says so.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about the rain. That could be an ecological goof-up. I'm looking for Milganite.
Not on this planet, cowboy.
Now, what's that supposed to mean, astronaut?
Dave, your computer reading was right, but your source was all wrong.
What do you mean, my source was wrong?
The rock, we think. That rock programmed our computer to get us here on the pretense we'd find Milganite. That rock has power, energy, intelligence, and purpose.
Well, you're talking as though it's human.
No, it's not human, but it is a life form. What we don't know is its purpose. And Maya, I think you can help us find that out.
If I could reach it, I could save Tony.
Now, look, Maya, now, wait a minute. Look, you've seen what that rock can do.
Maya, it can be very dangerous.
Well, then why let her do it?
Because there's no other way.
Because you can't think of
it. You have any suggestions?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Can I give your mouth a rest?
Look, if you
discussion
want...
Discussion ended!
John, I think she's in communication.
If that thing really is alive, and it's talking to Maya, then it's off its guard.
Well, I was only trying to see if our weapons could be effective against it.
You fool!
Look, I had it on stun. I wasn't trying to kill it. Well, damn it, it's a geological marvel.
Suppose I kill Maya in retaliation of your action.
I was trying to help Maya.
To her grave.
I'm sorry, Commander. I can't communicate with it.
It's a life form. You can change it to anything organic, or you should be able to communicate.
It refuses. John.
Yes, Helena.
The rock changed color.
It's green.
Helena, get out of there.
That could be the death color.
John!
I told you to get out of there, Helena! Helena, what's going on in there?
It won't let me go!
Are you all right?
It doesn't seem to want to hurt me. It seems to be holding me hostage.
Helena. Helena, you all right?
It seems to be searching for something.
Helena, I told you to get out of there.
I can't get out!
Helena, we're right close to the ship.
Are you still held in a lock? Can you get out?
Door won't open!
Try to get out.
Stay put. Try computer.
I can't. The green light stops me.
Any pain?
No feeling. Stop. I can't move.
Helena?
It's moving around. It's exploring our storage supply wall.
Go into the pilot section.
I still can't move.
It's fixed itself on our water supply. The rock has absorbed all of the water.
That's what it wanted.
Water. It needs water to survive.
Yes.
And it'll get it any way that it can.
Yeah, I think I get the scene. Now, the rock. All these rocks needed water to survive. These others are dead.
Over the centuries, they drained this planet dry.
We didn't have to commandeer our eagle. We could have helped it, taken it to a planet with water.
Maybe it's like humans. When they panic, they don't think too well.
Amazing. Imagine the geological paper I can write on this.
Commander, the human body is mostly water.
And Helena's in there with that rock.
John, the green light has moved off of me.
Make a break for the door.
I can't get the door open!
Thank you.
Helena, what's happening in there?
I don't know.
What about Tony?
No change.
The rock has begun to pulsate again.
What color?
Yellow.
It's taken over the computer. There are different star charts flashing on the screen.
It's probably looking for a place where there's water.
It's facing a deadline the same as we are.
Yeah, which deadline runs out first? It's or ours?
I don't know. But my guess is our friend has to get off this planet soon, or it's going to die.
And we know that feeling.
Helena, are the star charts still flashing?
No, it's just stopped. The screen's blank.
Now listen, Helena. We think that rock is trying to get off this planet. If it is, Tony's going to have to do his rock-gathering bit again.
The second he leaves the ship, I want you to alert us. Okay?
All right.
Let's move. I want the two of you to stay clear of the action. We'll take care of Tony.
What are you going to do?
We can't let him take any more of that rock into the Eagle.
Well, how are we going to stop him?
Stun him. Maybe if we hit him hard enough, we can loosen the rock's hold. I want the two of you to get behind those rocks and keep out of sight. Alan, you come with me. Okay, stay where you are. Make sure that gun's set on stun.
You too, huh? You think the rock is all I care about?
Laser energy added to the rock's powers affected his molecular structure.
Yes?
John, Tony has reappeared. He's materialized. He was transported.
Helena, we just hit him with our lasers, hoping it would loosen the rock's grip on him.
He's moving. He's making some sounds. The sudden power surge has weakened the rock.
Now that means it's most vulnerable now. If we can take Tony's comm lock, we can open that Eagle door.
have Tony's comm lock. We're going to use it to try to open the Eagle door.
Well, I've got his laser.
Where's the comm lock?
Hey, cowboy! He's gonna do something stupid!
Tony?
Oh, Helena. What happened?
Minus 1 hour, 30 minutes to lift off.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Out, Dave. Both of you, out!
Quit your shoving.
Come in, Dave.
Maybe he's dead. No, if he wanted to kill us, Helena would be dead now. Then he's been taken over like Tony was.
Oh, he had to go charging in there.
We owe him for that. It got Helena and Tony out. How you doing?
This laser gun is taking longer to adapt than I thought.
How much longer?
Not long.
You sure it'll work?
4 laser beams fired together will create enough heat to dry up a reservoir.
Well, then it's a cinch to dehydrate the rock, weaken it.
Perhaps kill it.
If we have to, then we have to. Better get ready, Maya.
For what?
If that rock is using Dave, he should be coming out any time now.
We can't risk letting Dave bring any of the parent rock back.
That rock could become too powerful to beat if it gets reinforcements. Alan, get close to the Eagle. Tell us the second he comes out.
Thank you.
15 minutes to lift off. Range critical.
Commander, help me!
Maya! Get out of there!
I can't! It's pulling me towards it! But you can break its grip! It's using most of its power to fuse me! Break away now! Break away now!
The rocks turn red!
Red is death! Red is death! Use your laser gun! Dehydrate it!
It's okay, it's okay. You're all right now. You're all right.
How is he?
He's okay.
Call Helena and Tony.
We're getting off this planet.
Helena? Tony? Get back here now.
All right, Alan, take her.
Yes, it will in a couple of hours, unless it gets water.
It didn't want to hurt us. It only wanted to survive.
It's too bad the clouds won't give up their water in time.
We can make them give it up. Nucleodactive crystals. We've got plenty of them on board.
Of course, we can make it rain by dropping the crystals on the clouds.
You set it up. John. We'd like to drop some nucleoid crystals into those clouds.
Nucleoid?
Mm-hmm.
Maya?
Yes, Commander.
You all set, Rainmaker?
Yes, Commander.
Jettison crystals.
With any Milganite.
No, but we got away with our lives.
Here.
For Milganite, another time.
Alan, you think you can find a way back?
Can I?
Let's go home.